beach last night. There was nobody there. And pouring down rain, of course, but still, it was nice to be able to walk the beach. And it was actually clean, too.
Yeah. Did we think that the wrestling guy was coming?
I have not heard from him. I texted him again yesterday because he was supposed to be here Monday, too, and he just hasn't responded at all.
So,
okay.
That might solve our problem.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's pretty intense.
So funny, my pink water bottle I took a camping.
Yeah, because I sent you a link.
And Guy thought it, well, he goes, is that your shampoo? And then now I like look at it, I go, oh, it looks like a shampoo bottle.
What, the water bottle?
I think they're beautiful, but my problem is I spill things. So I'm afraid to bring it and
spill it.
Spill it.
Okay, yeah. I think we're nine. All right. I'd like to call to order the Recreation Committee meeting. It is Wednesday, June 7th. All members of the committee are public. The press and the public have been notified in accordance with the Freedom of Information Act. First item on the agenda is previous month's minutes approval. We have minutes from April 5th.
So moved.
April 20th, 2017.
Second that to both of them, right?
Is that for both? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Passes. Citizens' comments. We were expecting Kevin Bayer with the beach wrestling tournament, but unless he has been wrestled into a minuscule speck.
You talked to the guy at Bravo and decided.
Oh, okay. So I guess we can pass on number three and go on to number four, which is departmental report for April and May. Okay. Norma Jean, we'll turn it over
to you.
Well,
you should have a report in front of you. There isn't a lot new. Several of our programs will end for the summer and start back in September. Monday would be a good day to avoid the recreation center as the basketball camp starts, Summershine starts, and Weed Camp starts on Monday morning.
Is it still Anthony Johnson?
No.
No.
But it's one of the same organizers that put that one together.
Okay.
The sand sculpting last Saturday was great. The weather was perfect. Thank whoever was in charge of the weather. It was a beautiful day. We had about 48 sites, and it always impresses me because that's one talent that I do not have. But it went great. Music in the Park went great as well. All of our events have. Upcoming events will be our beach run in July, our eclipse event in August, and then our half rubber tournament also in August. So we've got a busy summer with all of our camps because not only do we have basketball, we have volleyball, soccer. We have a couple of volleyball, soccer, the basketball. We have some art camps and actually Shakespeare camp. So we're going to have a really busy summer. Also in your report, I included the survey we did on SurveyMonkey.
Before we go to that, can I just ask you a quick question?
Sure.
So under athletics, it says a total of 78 teams under adult spring softball with 20 players per team. That seems really high.
That's incorrect.
Okay.
A lot of teams.
I know. I'm like, wow, people are really into softball now.
It would probably be, is it a parentheses in front of seven? So it's probably seven or eight teams.
Okay.
I just didn't hit the shift.
Okay, no, I just was like, wow.
Eight. It was a total of eight teams.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
We've really gotten a softball.
I would be asking for more fields. Okay. So I'll make that correction. Okay. There is someone out there.
Is there
scaffolding.
Okay.
And do spring teams still come from off during spring break and
we
train?
Have a few.
I'm
we have
just
a
curious.
Few women's softball teams that come in March, and they what's the word?
Train.
Well, they train,
practice.
But they scrimmage among each other.
Okay,
sounds like
not as many as you used to. Used to we had a lot, but we do have a couple of teams.
Okay. That was it. I was just, and I also just before we go to the thing, is the registration for the beach run really?
You know, I didn't check the numbers, but it will be good. I think we're right in line with where we've been in the past.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's fine. Okay. No, that's about all I have. If you have any more questions,
well, we were going to talk about the survey.
Okay, I attached the survey, and I did a real conservative financing, looking at the numbers. And just going with the people that were willing to pay for a cardio room, and the ones that were somewhat likely, I included those in there. And then our current 3 to 5 time week users. And then I took the numbers from last year, the walk-ins. I think we can generate around $43,000+ a year with users' fees. And that's being charging $200 a year or $20 a month or $10 a walk-in. I did talk with some of my colleagues about the walk-in fee, and I put it at 5, and they went, oh no, put it at 10. So, and then if we look back and we look at the number of 167 that said they would be very likely to use the room, them or a family member, then I added that. So now I'm up to $57,000 a year on users' fees and memberships. And I think that's very conservative. I do. But we needed a number. We needed something to look at that there could be some
revenue
generated. And so I think that's a conservative number. But obviously we can generate some revenues from this facility. I also went to the senior center, which they have a room probably about the same size. It's shaped a little bit different. In my opinion, they have way too much stuff in there, but if you want an idea of what a fitness room would look like at the recreation center, it would look somewhat like that one.
And they just changed from letting county residents pay the same fee as Mount Pleasant literally last month. So a lot of our island residents have contacted me because their fee has gone up tremendously at the senior center compared to what they were paying literally last month.
We're also getting overcrowded, and that will continue, of course. Yeah.
Right. They were county and non-county. Now they're city and non-city, or town and non-county.
Right.
So their non-resident rates, and I looked at that, are now 250. Well, I put our resident rates at 200.
Aren't you tricky?
I'm sorry?
Aren't you tricky?
Mm-hmm. Well, no. I mean, it just makes sense, right?
Absolutely.
Put it a little bit less, and they'd be more willing to come to our place as opposed to that one. And a lot of our seniors go both places anyway, so... But that's what I came up with. I think it's something to work with.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to give you guys an idea.
Just out of curiosity, how did you come up with these questions?
I just came up with them.
Uh-huh. I mean, because Carol belongs to that one in Mount Pleasant, pays $10 a month, and it's incredible. I mean, she'd love to have that on Alphonse, of course. But.
You mean you're talking about the survey questions?
Yeah, well, just the question, but also talking about, was it Planet Fitness or something in Mount Pleasant's $10 a month.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's what we're going to be competing against. Mm-hmm. Not so much the senior center, but something that's over there on, is it Long Point Road?
Yeah, see, I think a lot of people will join ours not to leave the island.
Right.
I think it's the convenience of it as much as anything.
Well, that and the seniors don't need to go in there and aren't real comfortable oftentimes when you've got 20-year-old and 30-year-olds jumping around. But I think the survey results confirm Carol and my suspicions.
And what impressed me with this, or what satisfied me as much as anything was the age range, because we drew an age range that I don't feel like we draw now. Mm-hmm. I want to say it was 35 to 55.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an age group that we really need to reach, and I think this room will reach that group.
You're also going to create other revenue opportunities because people such as that age group that don't use the facility will come see it, and then they'll say, oh, what other programs do you have?
Right.
And they'll sign up for yoga and they'll sign up for other things.
Right. Yeah. So I was real pleased with the survey. I kept it as simple as possible because I know my attention span isn't that long and I'm not going to do a long survey. And so I thought it was just long enough to get the information that I thought was important to come up with the numbers.
Yeah, I thought it was
well done.
Thank you.
Very satisfying. And I thought it was interesting, all the equipment that people were interested in seeing. Not the chin dip, whatever that is.
And that's kind of where my question came from. All this equipment, where do those...
Well, that will be... Most of that stuff will be in there because that's pretty much a total fitness room equipment. But I just thought it would be interesting to see what more people... You know, because if more of them's treadmills, maybe I'll have more treadmills than I'd anticipated. So you want to be able to...
Well, and a lot of those things do a lot of it all
resistance.
Resistant
machines,
in one piece of equipment.
Right.
Have you spoken to the vendors, or do you know they must have lease arrangements where they come in, take care of them, do the maintenance, lease it. When there's an upgrade, they come in and upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
Look into that versus...
We have. In fact, most of your fitness... O2 Fitness, so to speak, most of them do lease their equipment. So, but I think the equipment I think you would want the lease would be your cardio equipment, not your resistance, because they don't need to be changed out that often. Your treadmills are probably the ones that, if you're gonna lease them, those would be the ones. But if you alternate them often enough, you're probably just as well off purchasing them outright.
Okay, let's move on to old business, which is the RFP.
Okay, the opening is June the 13th at 2 o'clock.
Okay.
We've had four architects come by the rec center and look at the drawings, measure, look at the building. So, I'm not sure about. They didn't spend a lot of time with me. But the other three, I feel confident will submit something.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that meeting was required to be able submit a proposal.
And I signed all their sheets. So.
June 13th at 4.
Two.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Okay. Is there anything else? Anybody have any other questions on the RP? Okay. Good luck.
Mm-hmm.
Solar eclipse event.
Not a lot to update. We have ordered the glasses. We're getting ready to order the t-shirts, and we're going to market those prior to the event, maybe at City Hall, so people come by and get glasses, and we're going to sell the t-shirts, but we want to have the glasses available prior to, so, you know, people don't want to go to the beach. If they want to go on the beach in front of their house, they can do that, so really no updates other than that.
I just have one question. Sure. Have you contacted all the businesses down mm-hmm. there to make sure mm-hmm. they know and can participate?
I do have something to add. CNN will be here.
Yay!
Two weeks ago, I corresponded with them, and they're going to be here. They're going to have a presence here. So we're real excited about that. I think there'll be some other ones. I just haven't heard from them yet.
I still want Neil deGrasse.
Yeah, Tyson.
Will you get Neil him Tyson here, and we'll welcome Neil. Him with open arms.
I mean, that would just be... Just rock solid, awesome.
An astrophysicist.
But it's,
yes.
There's
a
lot
cool
of buzz.
He is so cool.
Lots of buzz about now. We are also getting, working with the mobile phone companies to have additional mobile towers here, because we're being told that the phone services will not be able to handle the text and the emails and that will be going out. So
get a boost.
This thing has gotten a lot more complicated.
Yeah.
And time-consuming, but we're getting there. We feel pretty comfortable with where we are, but it's going
to
be...
So it's 11:30 to 4:30? Is that correct? Because I think
that's our event time, yes.
Okay. And do you have some idea how the day will unfold? Because we may not... I don't know.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
I just got an email from one of our citizens in that moment wanting to know where... She could get her protective glasses.
Oh,
what? It just popped
That's
up.
That's funny.
Isn't that weird?
That is weird.
That's funny.
That's because your computer is...
Right. I was watching me, right?
Right.
I really don't, Carol. You know, obviously during the eclipse, it's going to be kind of quiet.
Right.
But I think, you know, after the eclipse itself, it's just going to be music and fun and entertainment on the beach.
So on the beach, I'm trying to envision.
Yeah, where's the band?
We're going.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to envision it.
We're
having a hard time.
Well, we are too.
Okay.
We're going from the Windjammer, and we've got Charleston County PRC involved in it as well.
Okay.
We're going to have children's games down in that direction. They're going to help us do that part of it. We're going to have tents set up along the beach, not in front of lifeguard stands. East Cooper Hospital will be here. We have some other vendors that are going to be here. Rob Fowler is going to be here to kind of introduce people what's going on.
And where will the stage?
It will be, if you're looking at the beach, it's going to be left of the Windjammer.
Okay.
Because we're going to pull power from them.
And
Speaking of man.
Please, yeah.
So is the Windjammer not having a band themselves?
They probably will later.
Late.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then Coconut Joe's, are we talking to
We're talking to all the folks. And what we're our suggestion to them is to, I mean, if they want to do something on the beach, fine, but I think it's a busy time for them. But if they want to offer coupons or specials that day, which I would think, you know, I would develop an Eclipse drink and you know, have it for $3 or something.
Totally, get Eclipse.
So we're so we're trying to get them on board and whatever way they want to, but once again, they're probably not going to want to be off-site because this is going to be a huge day for them.
Right.
But we want to help them promote their business and whatever they're doing. So yes, they've all been contacted and trying to get them on board with this.
So,
go ahead. Yeah, no, continue on.
The $45,000.
We're not spending $45,000.
Yeah, and then we said $30,000. So I know we're going to get glasses. I know Shem Creek, Save Shem Creek Group has got some special glasses that they're doing. Mm-hmm. You know, again, all Palms has to be oriented towards.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how much we spent at this point.
We're way under
budget. Yeah, I don't think we've tapped out of the $15,000 yet.
So then what about water and food and stuff like that on the beach? Who are we getting somebody?
Well, we're getting. I know we're getting ice cream. I don't know that we'll have food vendors because once again, you've got the
I know. I'm just trying to envision the whole. It's just a big. It's a lot of land between.
But there's going to be a lot of people on the beach as well.
What is the tide that day?
It's low. We check that.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of a hit or miss thing because of course it depends on how many people are going to be on the beach, but I just because I just taught these Cooper, I know they're going to have a tent. We're going to have some other tents, and they'll probably be in the soft sand up, you know, next to Dune Line. And they'll be, and we'll have tents because we'll be selling T-shirts and giving away glasses. In fact, we might have two tents.
But
doing
don't you think we should at least have water and somebody doing drinks?
I think we'll have
drink,
a vendor selling water.
Yeah, something.
No plastic bottles.
Well, you have to. I just think it's so important that if it's boiling, people don't get dehydrated.
They're going to
get dehydrated.
Yeah. All right. We'll. I'll see. I think we've got something planned.
Maybe a first aid station. Have a first aid tank.
Well, that's what East Cooper is.
Yeah.
That's what they'll be doing. We'll have a doctor and everybody there. So.
We can have some. Well, that would still be plastic cups.
There are carton water bottles.
Yeah.
The boxes of water.
So maybe.
But actually, I don't think those are recyclable. Somebody recently told me.
Really?
That our recycle center does not do cartons like
that are
cartons.
Coated.
Yeah, that
cartons.
Are coated. And those are coated.
I don't know that we have a choice on that.
I know. I don't think
I'm
we
sorry,
do.
I'm sorry. I just don't think we do.
But we could have, we have recycle bins.
Unless I can get Mount Pleasant to bring their water trailer, and I don't know if we can get that on the beach. And we could get the cone cups.
Paper
cups.
Teeter will donate them, but it's going to be bottles.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But we just have to maybe have extra recycling.
I think we have a vendor that's doing this.
Okay.
I'm not sure,
just,
but I'm pretty sure we have a vendor.
Okay. My only concern is middle of the day in August. Can be boiling.
Anybody
on the beach that goes to the beach knows that, and they've got to bring some responsibility themselves.
And then we get front beach vendors.
But that's a trek, you know.
It's not that far.
I know.
There is a big billboard on 26 between here and Columbia about the eclipse. I will tell you, I didn't. Didn't. Have a lot of time to read the whole thing.
It's
advertising the eclipse in Charleston, so that's going to be a bit huge.
I get a magazine for Subaru, and I got it yesterday, and there's a big article.
Well, I will reiterate, we were told the influx of people into this area is going to be...
Yes.
It's going to be crazy.
Staggering. They'll come in, start coming in the week ahead of time. Make sure you touch base with David Crosby at the CCAP.
I have.
Okay, good.
In that regard, Linda, what about opening up two lanes coming in off the connector and at the end sending out two lanes.
You know, we've talked to DOT about that numerous times relative to the fireworks, mm-hmm. And even the our public safety people just feel like that's not a good idea. I think that it's just like today with the hurricane thing. It's something that you need to practice over and over and over again. And we don't have the personnel to do it. And what DOT will say is, you know, you can do it if you can manage it. Yeah. And right now we cannot get enough assistance from Charleston County on a regular beach day because they're as short of public safety people as everybody else is.
I appreciate that, but I think it's worth inquiring and knowing that this is such a unique event. Mm-hmm.
I think most of the people will be staying over here. Mm-hmm. They will be lodged over here. The majority. We'll have some, you know, come over for the day for fun, but they would be coming anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we have to think of it as the 4th of July.
Right.
Maybe plus.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah.
Or bigger.
Yeah, I've heard it's going to be bigger than 4th of July.
Bigger than the 4th of July.
Oh. Well, because I think city administrator is correct. I think most people are going to be staying here because they've rented something for the weekend.
And the departure will be staggered. The thing about the 4th of July is that you get that fireworks are over, it's late, we're ready to go home.
Right.
The eclipse will actually happen, you know, 2-ish. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people will go home in a gradual. They'll stay and play or they'll go on home, you know. So it won't be this, you know, huge influx out all at once.
Right. And you don't necessarily have to be on the beach to see this.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's not like you have to come to the beach to see it. But I'm sure a lot of
would you bring your good luck with the weather?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And
absolutely.
The 4th of July this year is on a Tuesday, which I think is going to make it definitely less crazy.
I don't know.
Take off
I
Monday.
Hope you're right.
It's a long weekend.
Yeah, I hope you're right. But
the people who have to be back at work on Wednesday. It just makes it, you know.
I know, it makes it tough for
us.
Yeah, it does.
All right, anything else on the eclipse? We don't have any new business. No miscellaneous. So our next meeting would be Wednesday, July 5th, which I don't think we
that's
need.
That's tough.
Yeah, I don't think we need to do that.
Can we skip July?
Yes, let's skip July.
You might.
Because of the RFP?
The RFP.
So,
we can call a meeting if we need to, or just send us a notice.
I think if we, if we get the three or four, and they've all done what they need to do, we can recommend one and...
Right.
The money's budgeted, so all you guys really have to do is approve the vendor, right?
It's not like we have to come from far.
Right.
Okay.
Can we not just present that at a meeting? Does this group have to have a meeting to do that?
No.
Go straight to Ways and Means.
Just go straight to Ways and Means. Because I know July is so crazy for you with camps and it's just...
Please,
I know.
Please.
So let's look at... if we look at the first few days of August, which I'm not even, well.
It actually, based on our pre-schedule, it should be on August the 2nd.
Right.
Okay. So let's go ahead and we'll schedule that. We may not even need.
I will not be here.
Okay. And I'm gone. When are you gone? The whole month?
I'll be back around the 15th.
Of August.
Jimmy, when you're here, I'm leaving the 5th, and I come back the day before the eclipse on the 20th, which...
The 2nd, then.
Okay, let's go ahead and schedule. We'll schedule it for the 2nd, and if there's really nothing, we can...
When do you depart, Ted?
About the 19th of July, after that Council on Ways and Means meeting.
And at 9, does 9 still work for everybody?
Sure. Okay. And we're talking about August the 2nd.
August the 2nd.
Yeah, no meeting in July and take the bid straight to council or to Ways and Means.
Okay. Is that okay with everybody?
Yep.
Okay. So August 2nd at 9. And do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
25 minutes.
Yay.
All right.
Excellent.
Woohoo.
So any happenings, getting up and leaving, and special calls coming in?
Yes. We have started.